But
And you did you ever have your own plane?
No, yeah, I did start off with a silver window thing, but some of now here's been this was the barracks that the Navy built back there, and we were in this barrack over here. But they had these three barracks. They probably tore them down.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. I know that this is in an area of town that I never go to. I mean, the Navy school is in an area of town I never go to.
Some of these other buildings are around there or not. If they look, probably don't look familiar anymore.
Did you notice that there was a different accent or different words that they used in Athens?
Oh, not too much, because so many of the boys were off from all over the country, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they even call these... These are different barracks, but I don't imagine they call them these anymore. I think this was just Navy terms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's even the football field out pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. How about that? All right.
Yeah, this was our company down here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a good-looking group.
And they're from all over the country.
Oh, wow, all their signatures.
I'm the only one here, but...
What,
I was real lucky in service. I got to do a lot of training. You know. But,
That's neat. Thanks for showing me that.
Yeah, really, this is what we finally ended up as.
Oh, that's what you flew? That,
yeah.
Is it a seaplane?
No, it's a torpedo bomber. This was up at Greencastle, Indiana, when we first... This is prep flight here.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up... This is down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where we lost those five planes down there.
Mm.
This is our group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. This is the kind of plane we flew in.
Yeah. So you were the pilot, or...?
No, I was the backup. I was the gunner and the backup pilot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if the pilot went down, then you got to fly the plane.
Yeah,
huh?
They got dual controls.
Uh-huh.
They, see, in 40, this was in, I was in pre-flight in 44. In the fall of 45, we went to primary, and then we decided they had too many. We had about 7,000 pilots. They only needed about 3,000, so they cut us down, and they put, they put a bunch of us in the back seat here to back up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. You know, the interview's pretty much over, so unless there's a story that you want to tell. Thank you.
Only that I think it's wonderful that his service record, he went from college, I'm sure you told her, from college to college to college, and then he felt kind of bad that by the time he was really ready to go into real battle, you might say, the war was over. But I think that's wonderful that he had that opportunity.
Yeah.
I thought this was sort of for El Paso, but I guess...
I've seen that. My grandfather gave me that to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like an old timeline of El Paso. And the thing that I thought was fascinating was that the Ku Klux Klan...
And you know this girl, she went to Austin High School.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that,
yeah.
Sandra Day O'Connor. Yeah. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I guess it's... I was farming there.